All right, today's topic is the split jump. The split jump in figure skating is absolutely iconic. It's one of those movements that figure skaters either love to do or wish they could do if they can't do it. So you'll recognize the split jump by the height and the splitting of the legs in the air. There are two types of split jumps, the split which is facing forward, so one leg in front, one leg behind, and the body's facing towards the front leg. And then the secondary one is the Russian split jump, which is legs out to the side and the body's facing straight forward, one leg on each side. So today, we're gonna talk about the regular facing split jump. It's the one we learn first because it's easier than the Russian split jump. So I will call it the regular split jump for now. So we're gonna go through 6 or 7 steps here of how to teach the split jump. So you're gonna need a skater that's somewhat advanced. They have the ability to jump and to understand their edges and have control on the landing. So in today's Skate Canada format, you're looking for star 4 probably, maybe a strong star 3. And I mean, obviously a star 5 or 6 or pre-juvenile, this should be standard. This should be part of their training and what I consider artistic development. So the first step, they're going to understand the Mohawk, bend, and pop up. So what do I mean by that? The Mohawk entry is the same as for a flip jump, or if the skater jumps to the, like the rotation of the skater's jumping style is clockwise, then they're going to be doing a left forward inside Mohawk. If they jump counterclockwise, which is sort of the quote normal way to jump, then they're going to be doing a right forward inside Mohawk. So for this example, I'm going to use the right forward inside Mohawk, a counterclockwise rotational jumper, the more traditional jumping style. So first step, Mohawk bend and pop up. Your right forward inside Mohawk needs to bend to 90 degrees. So you really want the skater to understand that when they do the Mohawk and they bend down on the last part of that Mohawk, they're bending down to that 90 degree or at least as close as they can get. The toe peg is placed really close to the foot that's doing the Mohawk and they pop up in the air nice and tall, do a half turn and land left toe peg and then right forward inside glide. The reason I start with this is I want the skaters to understand the action of the Mohawk, the deep knee bend, and that the popping up is the most important part. Second step, I'm taking a look at that Mohawk pop up and I'm wanting them to get a sense of how high they can make that jump. So we haven't done any splitting yet. There is no split. It's just getting the height of the jump. So traditionally on the arena, there'll be a clock on one of the long axis ends of the rink, and I usually use a clock. So I'm getting that skater to do their Mohawk and pop up and see the clock in the air. So they're getting speed down the ice, going long ways or on the long axis, doing the right forward inside Mohawk, bending as much as they possibly can, and then popping off the right toe pick, that half turn, and they should see the clock in the air. So that's two steps. The third step, I get the athlete to actually read the time in the air. I want them to be up there long enough to focus their eyes and see the time. So if they come back to me, what time is it? 3:53, great. You saw that in the air. Yes, I did. This really gives them that sense of hang time. For this split jump, you need to be in the air long enough to have some hang time. You're trying to get your legs to split all the way open and all the way down in a very small amount of time. So before you go to that step, that hang time can be established by reading that clock. And if you don't have a clock on the end of the rink, you can read a sign or you can say, all right, look at the blue door. Did you see the blue door? You know, but most arenas do have a clock. So generally that's what I end up using. For the fourth step, I take the skater over to the boards, put them in one of the doors and have them lift themselves in the doorway and try to split the legs open. In this traditional split jump where you have the skater that rotates counterclockwise, their left leg will be in front, the right leg behind. Of course, if you have a clockwise skater, right leg in front, left leg behind. When they lift themselves up, I'm trying to get them to understand Okay, split jump lesson part two. I didn't know I had so much to say about the split jump. This is so fun. Okay, the second layer, you're in your teaching of the split jump. You're right at the boards. You have the skater lifting themselves up at the boards between the doorway so that they can really get a sense of, when they lift up their legs, how much core strength it takes. So a lot of skaters think it's just splitting your legs and flexibility. It's a lot more about strength than it is about flexibility. So yes, the flexibility is important, but in this fourth step, when you're at the boards and you're lifting yourself up or having the skater do it, they want to lift with their upper body. They're holding themselves up with their hands. Their left leg is in front for the traditional position, the right leg behind, and they should really feel that core tight, strong, and lifting their entire body up. This is a sense of what they'll feel. Of course, it's very quick in the split jump, but the idea that they really want to engage their core and the timing of it. You can even walk through the timing at this point beside the boards, having the skaters have their hands, one on each side of the boards, and or the opening of the door on the boards, and then bending down like they're doing the Mohawk and using their toe pick and then lifting themselves up, stretching their legs out and feeling the sensation of how strong they need to be to have that position. All right, so now we have the positions. Hopefully we have the height and we have the hang time idea with the skater. Now the fifth step, split jump. So now you're trying to get the skater to go and try the split jump. This takes a few tries because they're trying to put together the bend and pop up idea from the Mohawk and the height with the timing of lifting the legs and using the core. So of course this takes a few chances and it's something that they're gonna need to practice, but you want the combination of all these things. Eventually, you're gonna want the skater to be able to be in the split jump and read the clock on the end of the rink at the same time. One of the tips for this section of teaching the split jump is that the skaters don't really lift their legs as much as they jump high and reach their legs out. A lot of skaters end up bending their legs because they're just lifting their legs and their legs get all flimsy and sort of bending on the way up into the air. Not something we want to start off with. I mean, there's bent variations and all that cool stuff for later on. But at this point, you're gonna want that stretch. So I ask skaters to jump and then stretch out their toes. So the traditional way would be the right toe behind them, the left toe in front of them. They're looking in front at the left toe, and they're holding their body nice and strong using that core. Coming down again with the left toe pick and right forward inside glide, which often turns into a three turn as a finish for the split jump, which is no problem. So once they have all these things in place, I often use video. Skaters will go, oh, I feel like I'm doing it great, and then they can still have a bent free leg or not be that high or not be that split. So for practice and improvement, I will film the skater, have them watch the split jump, and of course they immediately will see, oh, my leg's bent, oh, I'm not high enough. Okay, great, let's put in that correction. So as an overview, your first step was the Mohawk bend and pop up. Your second step was really looking to get the height, so reading the clock at the end of the rink. The third step was getting that height and the control and making sure that you have enough time in the air. Fourth step was going to the boards, practicing the position, stretching up, using the core, feeling how strong the position needs to be, and practicing the timing off the toe. Fifth step is doing the split jump and working through the position and the timing with the hang time plus the split now. And the sixth step is to film it and practice it with some visual feedback. So skaters really, really can get better at this element. It doesn't have to be that hard, but it does take practice, and the technique is helpful to get something strong so your skater can have this as part of their routine. I hope it was helpful. Split jumps, if you have some split jumps in your club, maybe send me some videos. Would love that. I'm on social media everywhere at Skate Dance Move, and that would be great to see some split jumps. So feel free to tag me in your posts if you do some split jumps. All right, thanks for listening.